Hello and welcome to the Michigan Business Network. You're listening to The Leaning Edge, and I'm Deborah Levin-Trosser, your hostess for the next 6.5 minutes of airtime. As you know, on The Leaning Edge, we talk about all sorts of principles regarding lean and indirectly and directly impacting the success of lean. And we have a topic exactly along those lines today, where we're going to be talking about how to rate your plant for lean. So with us today, we have author Gene Goodson. He is from the University of Michigan's Tauber Institute for Global Operations. So Gene, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
So Gene, this book that you have, it's called Rate Lean Fast. And this is how to rate your plant for lean. Tell us a little bit about what you mean about rating your plant.
Well, I learned lean from Toyota. They were the best customer I ever had. We built seats for them in the Georgetown plant, in the Ontario plant, and in their joint venture with NUMMI.
Mm-hmm.
We also built seats for Honda, which was an excellent example, and for Nissan. So my experience is building lean plants, built over 30 over a 9-year period, and each one was leaner than the last.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then this book obviously draws from your experiences at these several facilities. And what exactly is the main takeaway from the book?
First takeaway, I believe, is that you can be reasonably accurate in rating lean quantitatively fast. Hour and a half tour through a plant. Your iBrain system has a data rate of about 10 to 100 megabytes per second, you see an awful lot. And if you have a place to put all that data and a template to store it and fill the templates as you tour the plant, you can become very proficient at rating.
So when you say 1 to 2 hours in a plant, so is it like somebody would have a piece of paper or a clipboard or a tablet or something, and there's a list of criteria? And as you're walking around, you know, do people look happy in their jobs? Are they allowed to stop the line? If there's a problem on the line or something like
Nothing
that?
Nothing like that.
Okay, so tell us, because that's what a lot of people, I think, are used to. So tell us.
It takes hours or days and
right.
A full team and a lot of money.
Right, exactly. So tell us what you're proposing then.
This process, which has been taught at the University of Michigan Business School for 8 years and dozens of workshops with companies, relies on your iBrain system as you walk through the plant to identify those areas which let you judge lean. So there are 11 criteria ranging from customer satisfaction to quality commitment and 9 in between that provides a template for you to start to put data on what you've seen and provide an estimate of how you feel that compares to how the ideal look would look if it were very lean.
Oh, okay. So it's sort of comparative.
It is comparative, but not to other plants.
Mm-hmm.
What one needs to train oneself to do is to look at a plant and say, what would this plant look like if it were very lean? And compare what you're seeing to that.
So would that future state then look maybe 80% the same no matter what kind of plant you went into?
I don't think so.
Okay.
One of the origin of the process, as usual, was from Japan. We had, in 1981, we knew that the Japanese OEMs were coming here and we wanted to supply them seats. So my boss, Jack Daly, had good relations with many Japanese and European companies. So he arranged reciprocal tours, our people and theirs touring each other's plants.
Mm-hmm.
Our manufacturing people came back and said, well, they look very different, but they're no better. They sent people over, and for 30 or 40 minutes, they toured our plants, hands behind them,
mm-hmm.
not taking notes, just walking through and looking. And we said, oh, they didn't see a thing. I found out later, after we had a joint venture with one of these companies, I asked for a translation of their trip report. They had learned more about that plant than any one of us knew in a 30-minute tour with four or five people.
Because they knew what the best could look like, and they knew what the plant did look like, and they were able to fill that gap in their report.
Exactly.
Right.
So they were proficient in lean. And when I toured the Japanese plants, they were completely different. There were no forklifts. The aisles were narrow. There were charts hung from wires above the processes.
Mm-hmm.
There were all sorts of equipment and aids to prevent errors from propagating. So I was shocked and knew we had to change fundamentally if we were going to capture that Japanese OEM business.
Love this. This is excellent. So we only have about 10 seconds left. So I think what I'd like to do is bring you back for another segment and hear more about these 11 items and the future. And I also would like to talk about whether or not this can apply to a non-manufacturing facility, which I'm assuming it can be.
What's the second takeaway? We've done breweries, Home Depot, Lowe's.
Hospitals.
Department stores, restaurants.
Excellent.
R&D facilities, nonprofits, office environments. And the reason it works is the operating principles in each of those organizations down at the operating level are basically the same.
Right.
Hiring people, training them, getting stuff out the door, etc.
So perfect.
It seems to apply, and about, I'd say, 300 of over the 1,200 tour reports are from service organizations.
Well, we're going to get you back online here, Gene Goodson, author of Rate Lean Fast, to talk more about it. For now, we're going to say thank you very much for being with us. You're listening to the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back.